Chapter 3, Aftermath. Mark lay in bed, scenes of the nightmare the day before replaying themselves over and over in his mind. The bullet had barely missed his lung. He had been told he was lucky to be alive. Mark sighed tiredly. The time off the oxygen had really put a strain on him, and he was exhausted. His hand reached out to touch the bandage around his chest. Even the slightest hint of pressure caused him pain. A knock sounded softly at the door. "Mark, are you awake?" Dylan's voice sounded muffled. "Yeah, come in." The door opened softly and Dylan stepped in with a forced smile. "How are you feeling?" he asked gently. Mark rolled his eyes. "I've been better." Dylan pat Mark's left uninjured shoulder. "I'm sorry, buddy. Listen, I have some good news. Barbara and Garrett are going to be here shortly. They just left from England." Mark sighed. "Good, it'd be nice to see them again." Dylan nodded and watched as Mark slowly drifted off into a restless sleep. Meanwhile, Kelsey was driving back to Silver Springs. After several hours of driving, she was nearly home. Having been told what happened by Sandra, she had left the conference immediately. It was late at night, or rather, early morning. "Come on, Kelsey, don't fall asleep." She forced her heavy eyes to stay open. The soothing drone of the engine had other plans, though. Despite herself, Kelsey began to drift off to sleep. Her head slumped forwards and she awoke with a jerk. "No, no, come on, we're almost home," Kelsey chided herself. "Just a bit longer." It was no use. She was lulled off to sleep again, not noticing that she was drifting out of her lane. Faint voices swirled around, sometimes closer, sometimes further away. They sounded worried. What was wrong? A hand tugged at something around her head. That couldn't be normal. What was it? The voice were closer now, words beginning to make sense. An accident? What had happened? They kept saying the name Kelsey. Who was Kelsey? Finally summoning the strength to open her eyes, Kelsey gazed into the tear-filled face of a complete stranger. "Oh, Kelsey," the woman sobbed. "I'm so sorry, honey. What happened?" "Who's Kelsey?" The voice registered surprise. "You're Kelsey. Don't you remember?" Her voice was rising higher. "Don't you remember me?" Kelsey peered into the eyes of her friend Sandra, trying desperately to recall some memory of who she was. It was no use. "No, I don't. Do I know you?" she mumbled. Sandra gave a heartbroken sob, turned away, and left the room. Now a man was standing over her. He looked concerned. "Hey, Kelsey, it's me, Dylan." "Dylan?" Kelsey repeated. "Where am I?" She shifted her head slightly. "Ow! Oh, my head! Ow! What's happening?" "Hey, stay put. It's okay. Don't try to move around. You're driving home and you hit a tree. It seems you fell asleep. You're in the Silver Springs Hospital." "Silver Springs? Where's that?" Kelsey asked, confused. She had no idea who any of these people were or what they wanted. Her head ached dreadfully and she was so tired her eyes could hardly stay open. "I want you to get some rest now," Dylan suggested. "I'm going to turn off the lights. Your head should stop hurting soon. Just rest, okay? One of us will be in to check on you shortly." Kelsey didn't answer. She was already asleep. Dylan made his way to the office where he found Sandra sobbing. "Hey, sorry to bother you," he apologized. Sandra looked up and hastily brushed away tears. "She has amnesia, doesn't she?" Dylan sighed and placed his hands on the wooden desk, leaning on them heavily. "Sure seems like it. She has a pretty severe head injury." Sandra buried her face in her hands. "What are we going to do?" she sobbed. "Sandra, listen. From what little I know of Kelsey, she's as tough as nails and can pull through just about anything. Amnesia is a tricky injury. Sometimes it only lasts a few days. Sometimes it takes a while to regain full memory. She'll pull through." "I know. Thanks. I guess I'm pretty shaken up." "Don't worry about it. We all are. Hey, want to come check on Mark with me?" Sandra hesitated. "Actually, I need to go talk to Miss. She's having a hard time accepting what happened with you and Mark. I need to go try and talk some sense into her. I made her take a nap in one of the rooms." Dylan nodded worriedly and stepped into the office. Sandra quietly opened the door to Miss's room. The young girl with long black hair and a girlish face was lying on the bed asleep, her peaceful expression diminished. "No, no, no, don't do it! Don't do it!" Sweat broke out on Miss's face as she began to thrash around in the middle of a nightmare. Her fingers clutched at the light blue sheet. Miss, honey, wake up. It's just a dream." Miss sleepily opened her eyes. "Sorry," she mumbled, embarrassed. Deciding it wasn't the time for a talk, Sandra slipped out of the room and headed over to Mark's. To her surprise, just outside the door sat a dog looking extremely similar to the one who had helped pull Mark out of the burning plane wreck. She was staring earnestly at the door, her liquid brown eyes giving a pleading expression that would have caused a rock to waver. A small whine escaped her throat. Hearing footsteps, she turned to see Sandra approaching. Hey, girl, how in the world did you get in here? Sander wondered out loud. The dog circled Sander's legs, tail wagging at 90 miles an hour. You went in, don't you? Well, let's see what happens. Mark can use a friend right about now. Opening the door, the dog raced through the crack, nearly running into Dylan, who was just about to step through from the other direction. Whoa, what's going on here? He jumped, startled. The dog jumped onto Mark's bed and began to lick his face. I have no clue who she is, but that dog has certainly taken a fancy to him, Sander admitted. Dylan nodded distractedly. We have another problem. Mark tore his stitches. Well, how did he do that? Sander asked Dylan curiously as she helped him ease Mark into a wheelchair. It was just a nightmare, that's all, Mark finished for him. You're not the only one, Sander admitted, thinking of Mist. Sander herself had not been sleeping well either. How could anyone rest peacefully when their best friend was lying critically injured in a hospital bed? Dylan eased the oxygen mask off Mark's face, unfolded the footrests on the wheelchair, and placed Mark's slippered feet onto them. Sander stepped behind the wheelchair and began to push it down the long halls toward the ER exam rooms. Mark glanced longingly towards a glass door that led to an open section in the middle of the hospital, a courtyard filled with green grass and shady oak trees. Okay, here we are, Sander announced as Dylan opened the door to the exam room. Parking the wheelchair, Sander carefully washed her hands and put on a small pair of dark blue rubber gloves. We can do this without having to get you out of the wheelchair, but I need you to hold still. I'm going to put some antiseptic and a numbing agent on. You won't feel a thing, I promise. Mark nodded anxiously as Sander began to clean the open wound. Mark winced, more out of fright than pain. Sorry, buddy, Sander apologized sympathetically. Close your eyes for me, okay? Mark sighed, but did as instructed. Good work. Now just hold still. Sander carefully began to suture up the gash. She worked skillfully and quickly. You doing okay? She asked, pausing in her work. I'm fine, Mark mumbled, almost incoherently. Good, I'm almost done. Tying and cutting the cordage, she stepped back to inspect her work. Okay, I'm finished. You did great. Mark opened his eyes and gave Sander the ghost of a smile. That wasn't so bad. Dylan had left the room and had just returned. He glanced critically at the stitches. Good work, Sander. Mark, are you ready to head back to your room? Sander placed a hefty bandage over the wound, pulled off the gloves, and tossed them into the trash. Actually, Dylan, I was thinking that maybe he could sit outside in the courtyard for a while. It's so cheery out today. Now that's an idea. How about it, Mark? Dylan grinned. Mark hesitated. I don't know. It would be nice. Then it's settled. He can use the portable oxygen tank. The change in scenery will do him a world of good, Sander smiled. 10 minutes later, Mark was comfortably seated next to a bubbling fountain, a relaxing sound if he'd ever heard one. The only thing that could be better was a steady hum in the cockpit of a plane. Dylan and Sander sat down on opposite benches around the crystal clear water,